let's begin with that idea. What inspired it?
A number of individuals, including myself, have had this conversation of recognizing perhaps a gap of funding for these young companies that maybe don't aren't ready for a larger scale investment from one of the regional venture capital funds, such as the Bluegrass Angels. And these companies are usually started by bright individuals that have a good idea and access to capital. Banks don't lend them money. So it's a kind of a difficult, friends and family perhaps don't have enough to get them going. And so we saw an opportunity in this case and really started with the money. This would be something good for both the investment community to see some of these young companies and get some visibility into what's going on in the regional startup community, and also, of course, good for these startup enterprises to get access to not only the money that we were going to provide, but possibly more importantly, to the sort of mentorship and contacts that these local investors might be able to provide these companies.
You just recently completed your first round and began with a pretty large field, narrowed that down to four, correct?
We had 33 applicants, which we were tremendously excited about, considering we only sent out the notice of the event, which was held at the end of January, at the beginning of January. And so we had 33 applicants, and we had a screening committee of, we're all volunteers here, basically. So the screening committee of volunteers that narrowed those down to 10 companies that we invited to come on the day and present. And we allowed them 5 minutes to present and a five-minute Q&A, which is not a lot of time. And we, the investors in the room, sort of debated and bandied about and voted on five finalists, which we then narrowed down to four winners.
How do you sort through all those ideas? Any criteria?
Sorting through young companies is inherently difficult. I think everyone's got their own opinions. And that was what was very fun about this, is that it wasn't just one person looking at a company and saying, I like it or I don't like it, or it fits my area of knowledge. And as we had a group of, I think there were 19 of us in the room that were investors, and we had some pretty heated debates, which was, that was to me as fun as seeing the new companies, with getting the interaction between very intelligent investors. You always learn something, of course, and people have different perspectives. But in the end, we were unanimous in our decision on the four winners, which I didn't necessarily anticipate going into the process.
I guess this requires a certain level of patience and comfort with risk.
Of course, all these were qualified investors, and they understood the risk profile of these companies. So yes, you have to be very comfortable with risk, but I think where risk, comes opportunity. And, a lot of what we were looking for, I think, in this process, of course, was the type of business they were intending to go into. But I think equally and probably more importantly was the founders and the companies themselves.
Have you mapped out how frequently you want to do this with the launch fund?
I would hope that we would do it at least once a year.